We shall continue to study the book of Job. So. There are other reasons we believe that book of Job is written in a patriotic term. For example, the book of Job never mentioned any Mosaic law, and so on and so forth. Huh? Now let's turn to page 33. I want to come to the content as fast as possible. Huh? Now, let's talk about 3.0, topic and theme, Job and Christ. Brothers and sisters, what's the differences between the Old Testament and New Testament? Anybody can tell me one differences or two? Old Testament and New Testament.
There's Jesus in the New Testament.
Jesus in the New Testament, very good. What is the Old Testament?
Law.
Law in the Old Testament, that's very good, huh? And another understanding is that Old Testament is a shadow of an essence. New Testament is the manifestation of these shadows. Okay? So all the books in the Old Testament can always refer to the manifestations of Jesus Christ. All the recording in the Old Testament can always pinpoint out, direct to Jesus Christ. Okay? Therefore, when you study other books, a lot of them talk about salvation, talk about Jesus Christ. This is a very important and practical issues in this life, that is suffering. How many people do not have suffering in among here? Please raise your hand. You don't feel like your life is suffering. You live in big nations. Your father and mother are so lovely. Your sister never bite you or fight you. like. You are such wonderful life. You don't have suffering at all. You don't have financial difficulties. You don't have emotional difficulties. Your house never got burned. Your heart never got burned. Your heart never got burned. Raise your hand. Suffering. So everybody, you have suffering. Oh, poor you. I'm sorry, sometimes just to wake you up by saying some words. Huh? Suffering is a puzzle in the world. A puzzle in the world. And people like to, a lot of philosophy in this world like to understand why people suffer. Why do we have to suffer? And the only reason, like from the Mosaic Law, the only reason we can understand why people suffer is what? Why do you suffer, brother? Is what? From Texas. Why do you suffer? Yeah, because we sin, right? But is it fair to say that because I sin, I suffer? Yes, it is sin. Why? How do you know you sin? Because we live in this world, we have to sin. Wow, okay. You know, there is only one sinless person in the whole world. Who is he? But did Jesus suffer? So does it make sense? Jesus do not have sin, still suffer. So without book of Job, we never know, besides sins, what caused suffering. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people are very kalian, right? Very pitiful. Very like, you know, you misunderstand me, you misunderstood me. I am in suffering, but how come you say I have sinned? I'm sorry, I have no sin. Don't accuse me that I have sinned. Don't accuse me that I have to suffer because I sin. Because I know that I don't have sin. Okay? Without the book of Job, there is no story. We cannot understand Jesus' life. Jesus, you must have sinned, therefore you are crucified on the cross. That's why Isaiah chapter 53, it says that, people think that because of his iniquities, he was punished, right? Let's read that verse, huh? Isaiah 53. 53 verse 4. Michael from Garden Grove, thank you for looking at me so I can call your name. 53 verse 4. Would you louder, because I'm not reading, I'm listening. We think that he was stricken by God, because maybe he sinned, that's why he was stricken by God. This is the concept of human being. Okay? So, Job's story come into the Old Testament, tells us that, I'm sorry, yes, it is indeed sin caused me to suffer, but there are more reasons than that. Basically, there are four kinds of reasons from the book of Job why people suffer. Suffering, Job's friend think that it's sin called suffering. That makes sense, okay? How do we know? Because this is what is written in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28. Verse 1 to 5. Oh, this is very long, but I think it's worth it to read it. Can someone read out loud and clear to us? David from Irvine. Jump to 15, please. 28:15. 15 to 19. Basically, this verse is very clear. Brother and sister, I can tell you the same thing too. This counts, okay? This is very true. If you remain in true Jesus Church, in the words of God, in the Holy Spirit, in the love of God, you will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your children's children will be blessed. This is for sure. Your chopsticks will be blessed. Your basin will be blessed. Your desk will be blessed. According to the books over here, right? Everything that you do will be blessed, right? But if you today, if you already tested according to Hebrews chapter 6 or 5, you already tested the wonderfulness of God, you received the mercy of God already, and you sin on purpose, you want to depart from the gate of the garden of God through Jesus' church on purpose, you want to commit sin, commit adultery, commit fornication, then what? You will be cursed. Your children's children will be cursed. Your chopsticks will be cursed. Your basin will be cursed. Something like that. This is very clear stated in the Bible. And this kind of rule still counts. But of course, the Bible says that to those who love God and to those who really want to honor God with all his life, sometimes God's anger is only for temporarily, and God's grace is for generations long, less for a long time. In New Testament, he emphasized on more, he did not forget about God's punishment. No, God's judgment is still there, but still, a lot of rooms, we have a lot of help, and a lot of rooms that, we can always come back to the Lord. This kind of truth counts still. So today it is true that when you suffer because you might have sinned, maybe in your daily life, sometimes your car accident, right? Sometimes you got a ticket, and deep down in your heart, you know why. Deep down in your heart, you know, oh man, if I do not watch that TV last night, I won't get a ticket today. Do you have that kind of feeling sometimes? Huh? And man, if I do not, if I do not get angry with my parents, I would not encounter this kind of stuff. We deep down in our heart, we know, I have this problem because God reminds me. God wants me to come back. It is from the love of God because I sin. And if you come to this kind of understanding, the Bible says that when you are in suffering, you have to think about this. 患难的时候你要思想。 When you are in difficulty, you have to think. When you are 喜乐的时候你要怎么样? When you are happy, what do you do? Joyful, but but quote the Bible verse. When you are suffering, you have to think. When you are joyful, what did you do? Of course, joyful, but the Bible's concept, what did you do? Huh? 喜乐的时候你怎么样? Sing him. Sing, right? So when you are joyful, you sing him, right? Bible's verse. So whatever, that is not important. But it's important. You have to think and you have to sing him. Okay? So what are the reasons that can cause suffering? According to Elif, the guy from nowhere, what is his name? The little guy from nowhere, Elihu. He says that suffering is for preventing or redirection. Let's turn to Job. Chapter 33, verse 29. Chapter 33, verse 29. Jeffrey. Job 23, verse 29. So to turn back from a person, to turn back a person from the pit, to preventing, to redirection. So sometimes this is the purpose of suffering. I have a very good friend who live in Jersey, who live in San Jose, 2-3 years, I think, or 4-5 years, 3-4 years ago. And I noticed that, he has a very hard life over here to live in San Jose. His family went through a lot of suffering, one after another. And one day, even the car don't like them, It means that when you are not lucky, you're always a lot of unlucky things will happen to you. Like for example, even the car, sit in the car and the husband do something and hurt the wife accidentally. And I noticed that the wife was so guilty and, give her ice pad to soothe the hurting place. And I saw the wife's tears falling down and keep saying sorry to her husband because accidentally she hurt him or he hurt her. I forgot. Anyway, I feel like their life is not very very smooth, and then he's a doctor. He has a doctor degree, and then he's doing a wonderful job in the lab. But one day his boss accused him that he leave the refrigerator open in the lab, Therefore, the bacteria that they try to feed, right, die in the line. And the boss has been cultivating that bacteria for maybe more than 10 years. And he said, no, it's not me. I did not leave the refrigerator open. It's not me. And the boss keeps saying, it's you. You ruined my whole life. No. So when I look at their life, it's just a lot of suffering happened to this family. And I don't know why. Later on, I know. Today, I know why. Because they're such a decent fellow, you know. They are very good Christian. They serve zealous in the Lord. All the couples serve zealous in the Lord. Now I know, because it is redirection. God wants them to serve in Canada. Actually, this family now moved to Canada. And this brother even served in GA, Canada. Not GA, Church Council, Canada. Now I know why. So sometimes it's not because we sin. This comes our 疆界跟岁数 is already predetermined. Our territory is predetermined. And we go to wrong places, which God have other purpose in our life. Maybe God will make us suffer so we can redirect us to the place where He wants us to go. So this is one of the reasons. And this is from the mouth of Elihu. But another reason, suffering is what? God says, why do you need to suffer? I'm sorry, there's no reason. You simply have to suffer. This is for demonstration amongst. Is it right? Demonstration. Demo. Demons. M-O-N-S. This is a demonstration. There's no reason at all. You simply have to suffer to tell me that, you know, to tell Satan that, hey, you and me, our relationship are not business relationship. Not because I give you $10, therefore it give me a bag of candies, okay? If I do not give you $10, you don't want to give me a bag of candies, okay? Because you're watching me, so I say, oh, you are good kids, you are good kids. And, you know, yeah, because I'm sorry. Let me rewind. Because, not because, yeah, what did I say? Not because I give you blessings, okay? Then you come to worship me. Okay? How about if I do not give you blessing? Do you want to worship me? If I give you benefit, you worship me. This is a business relationship. Right? If I do not give you a benefit, you still worship me. This is father and son relationship. God wants to demo to Satan. No, no, no. This is my son. He worship me because I am his father. He worship me because, not because I'm his boss, but just because he wants to get benefit. Believe it or not, a lot of people worship God because they want benefit. As a matter of fact, when Jesus came to this world, Jesus said he came with grace too. Grace and truth, this is benefit too. So for sure, if we worship God, God is our Father, He will always, you know, give us the best things that we can have. Always. But sometimes, God wants to tell Satan, hey, this is not the major reason that my kids love me. My kids love me because I am great. Only for demo. Demonstration. So, in the future, you say you have gone through many suffering, but what caused you to suffer? What caused you to suffer? Is it your sin? Is it for redirections? Or is it just a demo? No reason. I'm sorry. Do you want to continue worshiping God like Joseph? Think about Joseph. He's such a pity little fellow over there, right? For no reason, he got betrayed. You know why he got betrayed? For a prophecy prophesied 400 years ago. He got betrayed for a prophecy prophesied 400 years ago because God talked to Abraham. Abraham, after four generations, your descendants will go to Egypt. Okay? Then, the fourth generation, who is that? Joseph is the fourth generation. This is to fulfill promises, a demonstration, a plan of God. It's a plan of God. It's this, you know, if you play Chinese chess, right? Chinese chess. 中国象棋啊 ，right? Do anybody play Chinese chess? OK， 那个竹子要过河，对不对？啊 ，Sometimes a 竹子 ，a soldier got to go across the river. It's I am the one who doing. I want you to go through the river. You got to go through the river. I know the river could be very dangerous. I know the river could be very cold. I know you might drown in the river, but I want you to go through the river. You are only a what? A chess. You are only a chess in the hand of God. God has a special purposes for you. God has a plan for you. God has a demonstration to show. But for those who are under suffering, those who suffer, especially you are misunderstood. People think you sin. And this is one of the common reasons that only people can realize that. Because you sin, therefore you suffer. And people don't understand you at that time. You feel very suffering, right? You think suffering is from what? It's for what? According to Job, suffering is for destruction. But of course, this is the wrong concept. To the one who suffer, always think, oh man, what's wrong with God? Huh? You want me, for no reason, you just want to suffer me. You want to destroy me. Destruction. Oh. So the book of Job is to tell us that there are multiple reasons for sufferings. If there's a test, this could be a test, right? Because this is so important, right? Is there a test, counselor? Are we going to have a test? Oh, we didn't talk about it yet, huh? But I think okay. So let me bring up another concept. Huh? So brother and sister, when you are in suffering, you have to be endured in order to win the battle. Nobody feel happy under suffering. Nobody. But remember the story of Job's. If you are able to endure, your blessing will be double. According to the book of Job, your blessing will be double. That's why Joseph, even though he was keep pushing down, he wanted to keep the words of God. He was pushing down to jail. It seems like he had a hope to get out of jail, but he remained there for another years. And then God elevated him. He became prime minister. So there are always good things after the suffering. If it is out of, if we did not sin. Okay, let's go back to the to the notes. That is 3.1, Job and Christ. I just want to read through over this so you understand a little bit about this. 3.1.2, can someone read for us? Lawrence. Lawrence, you don't have a note. Huh? Oh, who don't have a note? Get a note. Oh, you have note. Okay. I thought you don't have a note. 3.1.2.1, please read. Continue reading it, yeah. continue reading. Oh, forget about 10, huh? That's good enough. Thank you. Okay, so this is a similarity over here. Number one, so there, it is a demon. God wants Job to show that he win over Satan. So if you are able to glorify the name of God, then in suffering, then God get his glories from you. Sometimes in suffering, people might choose to give up. Or if you do not get any benefit, some people might choose to give up, like Judah. Judah think that Jesus have nowhere to turn anymore because the major streams is against him. Everybody, like major streams, trying to persecute him. And he, you know, before leave the sinking boat, he thought that Jesus was a sinking boat. He has no hope at all. He want to get some profit, get as much as he can from the sinking boat. Therefore, he tried to use opportunity to get 30 pieces of silver by selling Jesus Christ. That's why later on he suffered great loss because he thought he wanted to gain something from worshiping God, from following Jesus Christ. We should not have the same mistakes. Talk about Job's experience pain all over his body. Let's read a verse. I want to explain about this. Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2. Verse 7. Someone read for me. Daniel from Irvine. Another Daniel from Irvine. Eight. Amen. See, this is how painful he is. I don't know if we can imagine this. You know what? A pastor told me that we can understand of Job nowadays because we don't suffer like Job nowadays. Very few people suffer like Job nowadays. This kind of illness, right? Some people say that it's like this kind of illness exists in the medical field. Who is the doctor here? Richard. How do you categorize it? This kind of disease, Job's disease. Thank you, Job. Thank you. I thought you were giving us a medical term or something like that. I want to share with you a real case that I encountered, and it's really disgusting. Okay, I went to Africa, right? I share with some of you in Pacifica Church. And there were local church member wanted us to visit a sick person. Okay, I don't remember if he is baptized or not. When I go to his house, I was lucky that I stand at the door, right, the side of the door, and he's lying down over there, and another minister stand at the feet of the bed, right, and the wind blow by this way, okay. The wind blow by this way, okay? I was at the head, the other minister at the feet, right? And just look at him. Oh, man, so really. He was buttonless up here. He's a man, so it's okay, right? Buttonless. You see, button, how do you say it? Topless. So, thank you. We're short. You can see sores all over, really. Sores, little tiny one. You can see the fluid flow from the body. You can see his hand keep scratching. Not only body, over, also head, too. The hair is like full with fluid, something like that. Okay, it's really disgusting. And I did not smell that bad, but the minister with me, he was standing at the feet, and the wind blow this way. He said, "It really." When we go out, right? He told me privately. He said, "Oh, it's really awful. The smelling is really awful." That kind of person. When we see person like this, we always think about maybe he commits sin. Right? Why we guess that? Because he have two wives. When you go to Africa, it's very common that people have two wives. That's why we tell them that. How do you know True Jesus Church? True Jesus Church is the church that they do not allow your bishop to marry two wives. If a church allow your bishop to marry two wives, that is not True Jesus Church. That is not True Church. That's the definition we tell them, because it's very common for them to have two wives over there. And these two wives die about the same time. So I think probably this guy have a sexual transmitted disease cause his two wives die at the same time. Then after I come back to read Book of Jobs, I noticed, hey, do I make assumption or what? Because when a friend saw Jobs, right, like that, right, say, ah, you must have sinned. When I saw that guy over there, right, I think, ah, this guy must have sinned. Must be, right? How? So you can see, if Job did not sin, he must feel very hurt, right? How come? I really did not sin, okay? Even though my two wives died, I really did not sin, okay? Of course, Job's wife did not die, huh? I'm just saying that, right? So when we see people suffer like that, you will make assumption. This must be a sinner. So you can feel how sorrowful Job must have gone through. Because no one understands him. And this kind of illness, the Bible says that he had to use the clay to what? To scratch his body, right? This is a medical term. I don't know how to say this in English. 叫做八哥打龙肠. How do you say that in English? I'm not in medical term, but I read some books. They say 八哥打龙肠. It means that the germs, right? In the old days, the medical is not as good, right? Means that, for example, eggs of, for example, fly is in your body, right? You scratch it. You are not going to clean it at all, because it is like a bacterial egg, a little egg at all, right? Little egg. So you scratch it because it is itching. But after the worm is healed, right? The egg still hidden inside. Then it bursts again. You know what I'm trying to say? You scratch it, it's not going to clean, and then heal, and it bursts again. It is like that. So you can imagine how painful Job is going to be. You will never clean it. 没有消毒水啦. There's no 消毒水. How do you say 消毒水? Huh? 消毒水? Huh? Oxide. Peroxide. There's no peroxide. In his age, huh? That's how painful that is. So, and use this kind of phenomenon. Think about Jesus Christ. That's how I relate it. You think about Jesus Christ. When you go to hell, the Bible says that the worm did not die over there. Just like Job's body, the worm, it keep bursting. The eggs keep bursting. Just like that. So you can always associate with the phenomena with Jesus. And talk about how righteous is Job. We are going to talk about it later on. So we're going to talk about how righteous is going to be. Maybe we talk about how he was despised. It was like Jesus too, huh? Let's turn to Job's. Job chapter 30. Verse 1. Okay. Joseph from Phoenix. Chapter 30, verse 1. 2. Three, four. You know what? Let's jump to verse 8. Okay, let's read what's happened to this man right now. Verse 9. 10. Okay, look at this. This is very sad experiences that the people might encounter. See those guys' father, right? They are too weak. Job do not even want to put them in among his dogs, you know? Because they are weak, they cannot walk anymore. And this guy live in the desert, you know, they are eating like the root of the trees, and you just read the salt from the desert, right? And this is a very despised person. Even the most lowliest person in the world. At that time, what did they do? According to verse 9, what did they do? They hide themselves, right? Not only they write song to mock Job, they hide themselves and spit on Job. I can imagine the pictures, right? If I'm a very little naughty kids, right? I will hide somewhere, right? Job is over there. Come on, spit on him, and then run and hide, right? Something like that, right? Because I don't believe Job will sit there and let them spit, right? Job might have to do something, you know. And this guy will run like that, you know. This is very humiliating. And you think about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, about the same, huh? The lowest, the Roman soldiers, three kinds of a person that John Baptist rebuke, or come to John Baptist. One of them is Roman soldier, Pharisees, Roman soldier. And John Baptist told them that, repent! If you don't repent, the axe is already on the root of the tree. So this kind of very lowly people, lowly person, but look at Jesus, also despised by Roman soldiers too. So when I read Book of Job, indeed there are a lot of similarities. And we can see Job was socially, not only physically painful, socially despised in his situation. So we can imagine how was the situation. You know, I need to give you a homework because a lot of you did not read the Book of Job. Can you give me from the Book of Job mental? Can you say mental pain? Mental. Can you say mental? Mental pain? Huh? Can you say mental pain? Okay, I think that's good enough. Huh? You search through the Bible and try to look how Job's so painful. For example, the Bible says he had a fever, and the pain is into the bone, not only the skin, into the bone. The Bible says that he cannot fall asleep, and a lot of phenomena. If you are smart, if you read through the notes, you probably can find the answer too. Some of them is already in the notes. How was it? Write down the verses. So I'm sure that you do go through the Book of Job, and please also enjoy reading it. Not only the purpose is that you read the Book of Job and enjoy reading it. The purpose is enjoy reading it. I had to write it down. So this is not a punish. this want you to read Job's, enjoy reading. Okay? When you are reading it, you search those verses for me. Because I know a lot of you did not read the books yet, huh? Okay, let's jump to, go to page 34. Job was a righteous person. The author of Job confirmed it. That's, of course, Job himself confirmed it. Well, he believed he's a righteous person. Turn to Job chapter 1, verse 1. Job 1:1. Okay, and Job insists that he was a righteous person. Let's turn to Job chapter 23. Would you please read note 3:2-6. 3.2.6. There's a correction from the notes. It is 23 verse 11, not 24 verse 11. Do you see that line? 29 verse 4 and 24 verse 11. It's not 24. It is 23 verse 11. 你知道我在讲什么吗? Are you with me? Anybody with me? It's 23, not 24. It's a misprint. Huh? Okay, please read 23 verse 11. Job 23 verse 11. Okay. Job says, I treasure the words of God more than my daily food. He knew that he was a righteous person. Okay, not only he himself know that. Also, Elihu confirmed it. Job chapter 33. Paul, would you please read? 8:9, huh? Okay, jump to verse 29. We read this already, huh? 30. The purpose of your affliction, if Elihu says, is that so you can be redirected. So Elihu was saying that, I hear what you say, but the reason of your suffering is that God wants to redirect you, not because you sin. Oh, that's the purpose of it. Huh? Not only Elihu, his generation, the people in his generation confirmed that. Also, other prophets also confirmed that. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Ezekiel 14, verse 14. Samuel. Samuel, would you please read? 你是 Samuel 嘛, 对不对? 14:14, please read. Okay, Job was righteousness confirmed by Ezekiel. Samuel, would you please continue reading James chapter 5, verse 11. Huh?
We are done with this. Huh? So you know the Job's positions in the Bible.
You through from the Old Testament to the New Testament. You have gone through, huh? Read through. James 5:11. So even James confirmed that he was a righteous person. Huh? Through this notes over here, you can say, if you are a righteous person, first of all, you know that you are. You yourself. Dare you to proclaim that you are a righteous person? How many of you think that you are a righteous person? Raise your hand. How many of you think you are a righteous person? Hey, brother and sister, you are justified already. How come you... The Bible says that you are justified by faith already, right? But sometimes we make mistakes, of course. That's why, a worker of God like Paul, he always has a concept, and actually it is a goal in his life. He tried to do everything, He tried to do everything that he can have clear conscience. This is something that you want to strive for. Let's turn to Acts chapter, I think it's in 16, right? Please read 23 verse 1. Okay, so if you can always have a clean conscience in everything that you do, you can always tell to God and man, hey, I'm okay. I know that, no matter what you say, I know that I am with clear conscience. That's what Job has. Dare you to proclaim this. Clear conscience comes from the day of water baptism, according to Hebrews. Hebrews says that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses your conscience. What does it mean? When you are born that day, you know that all your sins are forgiven, so you are justified by faith. And from that moment on, you are a righteous person. And today, now, you know that Jesus Christ is in heaven praying for you. He's keeping using his blood to cleanse you. So today, when you do something wrong deep down in your heart, you kneel down over here, you repent with your tears, contrite heart. You know, again, deep down, your conscience tells you that God will forgive your sin. And then you are clean again in front of God. So you can always serve what? Clear conscience. A lot of time we cannot have clear conscience because we do not know if God truly forgive us or not. We do not truly know if our previous mistake was erased or not. But we know if we do not go across the line, our Lord can truly help us. If we do have a contrite heart. So this is a self-confirmation. Secondly, I can see that the same generation's people come in. How do you know that you are a righteous person? Does your friend, can your friend tell that you are righteous, you are okay person? If your friends do not believe that you are Christian, I'm sorry, you are too far away from a righteous person. I remember there was a senior minister, I can call him senior right now. Not him told me, a lot of people told me, some people told me about his college life. He says when he was in college, people call him Little Jesus. Anyone call you Little Jesus? And now he's a senior minister. When he went to Africa, I noticed that. Okay, let me mention the name because it's a good thing, right? It's okay to talk about the name, right? His name is Kuo. I noticed the black young little guy. His name is first name is also Kuo. Xing Kuo. And his chickens also can be found. This is a Pastor Kuo's chicken over here. They told me that this is his chicken. What I'm trying to say is that, see, people remember his wonderful deeds, right? Even then their children call. Okay? So your generation can understand that you are a righteous person. Are you confirmed by your peers? Are you confirmed by later generation? When you die today, anybody will come to your funeral service and shed tears. Or people will clap their hands. Oh, thank God you died already. Your next generation, just like Ezekiel and James says, yes, Job is a good guy. So do you think if you die today, anyone is going to come to your funeral service to shed tears? First of all, like we didn't read, Job was confirmed by God. Most important is that when you die, does God think that, yes, you are welcome to my kingdom? We did not read that part. Finally, even devil did not against that Job was a righteous person. Devil is watching you. Do you think that devil is accusing you right now? Then, if nothing devil can only accuse God, cannot accuse you, then I guess you are a righteous person. Brother and sister, only when we are righteous, we are able to see God. Huh? God is perfect, so let us be perfect. We shall strive to be perfect. Time over here is to cultivate ourselves so we can be more perfect.